welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an Indie Game Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always, it is...
Matty Juice. What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 58. Is that a Fresh Juice stress ball you just threw in the air or an actual orange? Oh, it is. Oh, my God. If you guys find us at any conventions, specifically PAX East 2025, we might have some of those for you. So, yeah, I mean, be on the lookout for us.
It's going to be a wild time. We still have a lot of time until PAX East, but listen, I'm counting down the days. Nothing else big in my life is happening before then. So, that is a joke. But, listen, we got a great episode for y'all. We played the new early access game, Sulfur, which we had talked about, I think, maybe when the original demo came out. This is weird. Like, I want to call it a Tarkov style looter shooter, but like, you know, you see people complain when people say that, so I'm not really sure if that's right. Can you elaborate on that? Because when I'll look at YouTube comments, people are like, just because it has a grid style inventory system doesn't make it Tarkov style or whatever.
Yeah, it's I think at its core, it's an extraction shooter. Mm-hmm. Basically is what it is. So similar to Tarkov in that way, but I would say a lot more simplified. Oh, definitely a lot more simplified than Tarkov. And it also kind of like borrows from like old school games like Doom. You know, it's kind of got like that feel, mm-hmm. Or the old school Wolfenstein. So, I would say, you go in, find weapons, treasure, and then you extract. Okay. Right. And then, that's basically the gameplay loop for the game. But yeah, it is weird though, because like going into it, you wouldn't really think it would be that. I don't know. for some reason, like you just wouldn't think it would be like that. And we'll talk about the art and all that stuff. I think that plays into it, but, mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess before we get into that, right?
Yeah, we're gonna review that game. Yeah, I just had to, like, I'm tripping all over my words right now, but we're gonna talk about our review, and I'm actually gonna lean pretty heavily on Matty for this one because, well, it turns out I'm not good at these games, so that's just a fact of life. But that's all right. We'll play as many deck builder roguelikes as you want to throw at me, but. Before we do that, we got to catch up. It has been a week. And
yes,
you're like in the throes of being a dog dad. How's that going?
It's going good. Yeah. It's, a lot of work. I'm tired. But it's been fun. And he's awesome. Pluto is his name, by the way. I tweeted a picture of him, I think. So if you catch me at Matty Gorm, you can see a picture of him. But yeah, no, he's doing good. He's like starting to listen to us a bit more, which is good with the commands and stuff that we've been trying to teach him. So every day, yeah, getting better. And I was actually talking to Maria about this earlier, but I was like, he sleeps more than he's like energetic, which is like, yeah, we were expecting the opposite. But he like sleeps all like he's sleeping right now. But I mean, it's nighttime, but he was sleeping all day basically.
Time to get a job. Jeez.
I know. Jeez. He's big enough to get a job, you know? that was good. It's been good. And also this weekend we saw each other.
We sure did.
Because, we threw my mom a surprise birthday party, so that was good. That was fun. It was a good time. And even though my car died, basically,
crazy.
Which they're coming on Thursday to fix it, but basically my doors would not open on my car, folks, so that wasn't fun. But we got there, Ubered, and it was a good weekend. It felt like it flew by though, probably just because like all that stuff going on. So I'm actually looking forward a bit to this weekend because I took Monday off because I'm going to a wedding on Sunday.
Ooh, a Sunday wedding.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's like right when the Eagle game is. So whatever. But literally, it's like starting when the game starts. But it'll be nice to just kind of like hopefully sleep in a little bit on Monday because Pluto won't be there, and like, you know, who's gonna wake me up in like a hotel room we're staying over? So I'm kind of looking forward to that a bit. But yeah, it's been fun lately. How about you, Tommy? How was your weekend? How was your Sunday?
My Sunday was good. Yeah, you know, did the whole happy 70th to Aunt MJ. She's the best. That was a lot of fun. And then Sunday had a 5th anniversary tournament for Flesh and Blood at a local game store. They're doing a bunch of these all over the world this past weekend, where you can get a special promo for a new hero. It was really